We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we always start out the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report. Crowder, close your ears.
Oh, don't do this to me. Let's just move on.
Well, what if I told you this? That the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down over 500 points, and that's good news.
Well, I don't know how, but thank you.
Well, it was down over almost 1,000 points at one point during the day. So it was, I mean, a brutal, brutal day on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 510 points, S&P 500 down 38 points, and the NASDAQ down only 14 points, and it was down a couple hundred points at one point. So, you know, what do we say, Crowder?
We'll get them back tomorrow.
We'll get them back tomorrow. Look at you. Get them back tomorrow.
Can you come wipe this tear off my face, though?
It was an ugly day, man. Okay. This was not the day to be watching CNBC. This could be a big hour because Gino Toretta is going to join us. There's some excitement over the Miami Hurricanes. We know that game day, college game day, going to be in town in Miami. They won't be on the campus at Coral Gables. They'll be at Hard Rock Stadium as they've been doing this season. But game day will be here, and then you'll have Herb Street on the call with Chris Fowler for the game. It might be a fun week here as we lead up to UM-FSU on Saturday night. What was the latest? What's Miami ranked in the AP poll, Solana? 12?
12.
All right. So like some excitement with the Hurricanes and certainly the quarterback, Derek King, and the Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta, will join us this hour and talk about Canes and how they looked against Louisville and what we can expect Saturday. So, be fun.
What about the news of Tate Martell opting out? Is that upsetting?
Bro, I mean, this is how funny this stuff is. We were as excited about Tate Martell as we were about Derek King, yep. Right?
Yes.
When his name came through that transfer portal, and we were like, oh, Ohio State, this is unbelievable. And then we're like, oh, is he going to be cleared to play, though? Is he going to be, you know, and then NCAA gave him clearance, and we were, and that dude was just terrible. I mean, we saw it, what do you have, 3 passes?
Yes.
I mean, it was terrible. He was terrible, and now he's gone. So the Tate Martell experience, hope you didn't buy your jerseys, but he is gone. But De'Aaron King has turned out to be what we thought, right? I mean, he really has looked good, no?
No, he did. He has. Yeah. FAU or UAB.
UAB, yeah.
UAB game was not impressive. And I said it, and y'all killed me for it, but I'll come out and say he was okay. But it was like I thought when y'all said De'Aaron King – and you look at those numbers from Houston Hawk and all that you were selling me on, dual threat, multiple. Well, he was a, 16-game stretch of passing and running for a touchdown. And I saw that UAB game, bro, I was laughing. I saw what y'all were talking about on Saturday night. He looked very good in that Louisville game.
And that Rhett Lashley offense, man, holy moly, is this fun for me. Like, I liked the New England-Seattle game last night. I know you're a defensive guy, but I like action and scoring, man.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing, because they speed the pace up, but it was, I want to say, mid-third quarter, because I was going Heat, Canes, back and forth. But when I came back to the Canes, they slowed down the pace a little bit because they were up. So they slowed it down a little bit, and you saw that side of it. And then the next series, because I'm like, okay, now they're going to get in the huddle. They slowed it down, and then they came right out and started going fast again. Like, that stuff that's little, but that messes a defense up. When you slow down one series and then go back to your hurry up and then take it easy and then go back, like, the pace of the game really, you know, affects them. So I want to give a big up to Rhett Lashley. Yeah. For his play calling, but also for the pace of the game he called. Like, that was something that caught my eye on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was fun. It feels good right now to be a Miami Hurricanes fan. I'm not going to lie. So, see what Gino Toretta thinks about it in about 15 minutes or so.
And then y'all's little chain, y'all are proud of that, huh? The little
it is state. It is pretty badass, huh? It is pretty badass. We just claimed the state back from you. We claimed the state.
You know what? That was very – I know y'all talk about swagger, so I'll give y'all some love. Putting the whole state on there was a little swaggerish. We claimed it.
Yeah. We claimed it. You could have a big Zaxby's logo if you guys do a chain. Zaxby's.
Well, I'm going to whisper this, but we're number 5 in the nation, and y'all –
We haven't played a game. What's going on here? We played 2 games already. Are you number 5?
That just tells you how people feel about us. So let's take it easy for a couple weeks until y'all have the whole state back.
What do we have in the headlines, Solana?
We got some stuff in the headlines.
All right.
So the Dolphins, they'll look to get a win. They're 0-2 after losing to Buffalo. They'll be in Jacksonville this Thursday. Byron Jones, he did leave the game on basically the first possession defensively for Miami. According to Brian Flores today, quote, he'd have to heal pretty quickly to play this Thursday.
Yeah, usually they don't take a lot of chances with Thursday night games with someone that's even a little bit dinged up. It's just, it's generally not worth it.
And I tell you, for him not to go back in the game on Sunday yesterday, he's not playing. Yeah. Bro, he's not playing Thursday. I'll tell y'all that now. I'll put money on it.
Because they needed
Thursday.
Him yesterday, man. Holy moly.
If that groin was just a little strained, let's see what you have, they would have put him back in to see if he could run. He went straight to the locker room. Sorry to break it to you. We'll ride with Needham and Igbinogany on Thursday night.
Some ACC honors were awarded to Miami Hurricanes players after their beatdown of Louisville on Saturday.
Talk about it.
De'Eric King, ACC Quarterback of the Week.
Ooh, ho, ho.
Bubba Bolden. ACC Defensive Back of the Week.
Oh, fellas, like, Trevor Lawrence threw 3 touchdowns and 4 passes or something crazy. That was a pretty good ACC performance. I just want to, you know.
Listen, if you could poke holes in De'Aaron King's performance, you knock yourself out.
I just want to say that Trevor
you
didn't have
knock
to play.
Yourself
Trevor
out.
Didn't have to play but a quarter. De'Aaron was impressive, but just.
Listen, whatever you got to do, you got to do.
I'm just assessing the ACC quarterbacks. So, sorry.
Jose Borregales, Hawk has
SEC. SEC come out with any awards this week, Solana?
Nope.
SEC awards? Anything there for Florida?
Let me check.
Give me all the preseason to figure things out.
Just checking.
Jose Borregales, Hawk has proclaimed today Jose Borregales Day.
Yeah, Jack. Talk
ACC
about it.
ACC Specialist of the Week.
I got so lucky.
Man, did we get lucky. Oh, my God. Is that a game changer? That is a game changer. To have a kicker like that? What a game changer. Holy moly.
Bro, kickers are like condoms. You only miss them when you need them.
Tell you what. I hit it 3 times. I'm a wife them.
I can't do it.
The Marlins.
You go away from.
He keeps hitting 58 yarders.
Hey, don't let Hawk go to a Canes game. You leave Borregales alone. Don't wife him.
Funny. You know, we were talking about that in the last segment. Someone texted in, LOL, the song is talking about sex when he says hit once, twice. I'm like, yeah, that was the funny part. What did you think we thought we were talking about?
You started talking about fighting?
I don't know.
You go wife him.
The Marlins, they took 3-5 versus the Nats over the weekend. They play Los Bravos. They're three games back from the Braves in the division lead, for the division lead. Game one, 7:10 p.m. tonight. Trevor Rogers, T-Rog, he's on the mound.
T-Rog.
T-Rog.
All right.
Guys, you've heard of Atlanta United before?
Yes.
Let me introduce you to their daddies, Inter Miami.
Did Inter Miami win?
They beat Atlanta United again on Saturday, 2-1. Wow. They are now 3-2-7.
You reeled me in there for a second. I was like, oh, 3-2-7.
They host the New York Red Bulls on Wednesday.
All right.
The Heat, they'll play game four against Boston on Wednesday.
Yeah, very excited.
Game three between the Lakers and Nuggets is tomorrow, 9 p.m.
Yeah, game two last night was that was a fun watch.
And Monday Night Football tonight, John Gruden on the sideline wearing a pizza for a mask. New Orleans.
CPAP.
At Las Vegas, 8:20 p.m. It's the first game from that Vegas stadium, Allegiant Stadium, brand new stadium.
What's the – do you know what the line is tonight?
Yep, Saints 5.5.
Saints are 5.5. Remind me what the Raiders did the first week.
They won. They beat the Panthers. Won, yeah. Came from behind to beat the Panthers.
Oh, okay. Carolina's not
bro,
very good.
And Josh Jacobs, their running back, went crazy. Yep. Damn, yeah. Three touchdowns. Bro, we might arrive with the Raiders tonight. At home.
Tell you what. Opening yeah, game. What do they game? Always say? What do they always say? Bet the home dog on a Monday night.
Yes. Five, what do you say, 5.5, Solana?
Yep.
It's 4 on ours. I'm looking at it right now. It's 4.
Man, we might go with that one.
Finally, guys, last night was the Emmys. If you didn't watch it, don't worry. I'm going to sum it up for you right now. The TV show, I want to make this clear, the TV show Schitt's Creek won 9 Emmys last night, broke records for the most wins by a comedy series in a single season, and also swept the 4 acting categories, which no comedy show has ever done.
Yeah, cleaned up.
Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know. You know, they're all so cutesy now with the TV show names, so that you can, you know. But Schitt's Creek is the name of the show.
What? Don't say it again. My heart is skipping a beat when y'all do this.
My bad. My bad.
I don't know what the show y'all talking about, but it. What?
I've honestly never seen it. Have you seen it, Solana?
No, but I think I'm gonna have to now.
Yeah, you know who's celebrating a birthday today?
Nicolas Cage.
It really was an open-ended question that I left there. Like, how does one answer that? Like, it could be anybody on the planet. Alfonso Ribeiro. Now, this is interesting.
Oh, boy.
Did you know he plays the pseudo Chris Paul in the State Farm commercials?
Yeah, the whole world knows, Hawk, other than you. The whole world.
What do you mean? What
the whole,
knows what?
Everybody knows that everybody he knows? Plays Chris yeah. Paul. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is
the whole
that
world
so? Knows. Really?
Yeah, he's there. All right. Chris Paul's son actually knows and acts with him, too. Like, yeah, we all know.
Well, that's not really his son, though, is it?
That is his son. There
is
ain't
it?
No reason to put that boy. Yeah, with the little funny little high top. Everybody knows. That's
there
no
ain't
actor.
No reason to put that boy in a commercial. I like the response. Of course that's his son. There ain't no reason to put that boy in a commercial. You are such an old man on the front porch.
I can't remember. I am counting out the days till I hit 60. I'm the
you
best
are.
Old guy in the world.
Of course, that's his son. You know, put that boy in a commercial if that's not his son. Coming to America.
Mama name him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Quickly, your weather right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. It's pouring in El Portal right now. About a 50% chance of rain in the rest of South Florida. That's your weather.
All right, Gino Toretta going to join us here momentarily.
J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company. Listen here, for over 41 years, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida for over 40 years. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe. And those workers, it's one of the things that make J&K so great. When I go down and talk to Donnie, when I called Donnie about a month ago now, when I had a little spot on my roof, he sent them out. He sent those workers, highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones. They were at my house 2 days on time, professional and respectful. And the material, shingle, metal, tile, gravel, I had clay barrel, something crazy. They have the best material at J&K. And that's what Donnie told me. When I ask him, I talk to him all the time. How have you been on top for over 40 years? We make the customers happy. That's who you want to make happy are your customers. And with great material and great workers, skilled workers, that's what make everybody happy. Quality, safety, service, and health is the main thing on J&K's mind, because that's the main thing on our mind. And I say our because I'm a customer as well. If you have any roofing questions, any roofing assessments, anything you have you want to do with your roof, call J&K right now. Because if you need something done, the special financing offers you can get right now through Y Green are amazing. Residential, commercial, there's no job too big. There is no job too small. All you got to do is give J&K Roofing a call today. 954-961-9879. It's raining in hurricane season. You don't want to have a bad roof right now. It's raining right now in Davie and Airport Tower, everywhere in South Florida. Call J&K Roofing, 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. And J&K Roofing knows that we're in this thing together.
All right, we'll talk with the Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta, next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Did you not want an upsy-downsy? I'm using lotion.
Hock and Crowder. Go ahead and
tell everybody. Gino's the man.
I'm the man.
He is the man. You got a Heisman Trophy in your house. You're the man, right? I mean, that's pretty indisputable, right? That's not up for debate.
Yes.
We'll go out to
the best
Toyota.
College football player.
Right. We're not even talking about a position. The best college football player. That's a pretty nice thing to have on your resume. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Gino Toretta, not only Heisman Trophy winner, he is a two-time national champion with our Miami Hurricanes. He is enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame, and he has been known to reside in the Heisman House every now and then. I was waiting to see you on Saturday. I didn't see you Saturday in the Heisman House. Gino Toretta joining us. Hello, Gino.
I didn't get any of that that nice little commercial bump in income there at the end of the year, but I guess
you didn't get the Heisman House money this year.
If I wasn't in the commercial, they weren't sending me a check.
Well,
usually
they do a bunch of versions of it. So sometimes you're in it, sometimes you're not.
It's 2 days of from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. All those commercials are taped in the same 2 days, and it's all the guys descend upon the Heisman House, and you're knocking it out. There's some long days, but I first got to get on Hawk. How can you have a Mount Rushmore of Bill Murray?
I knew this was coming.
Caddy Jack is not number one. First off, I didn't even know Bill Murray's in any other movies besides Caddyshack. So Caddyshack and Groundhog Day, and then I don't even know if Ghostbusters, whatever. But then the two of you have not even seen Schitt's Creek? Dude.
No.
What'd you say, Gino?
Schitt's Creek, the show on Netflix, Jenny. Listen, I thought the radio, too. I know I'm not supposed to spell S-C-H-I-T-T.
Right, S-C-H.
Absolutely.
But all I'm telling you, I'm telling both of you, and I'm not one of those guys where, oh, this won all these awards, and this is an Academy Award, because if we all been to those movies where you're like, this one, what? It is the worst and most god-awful thing I've ever seen. Y'all will just start watching Schitt's Creek, and you will laugh. Five seasons.
It won every Emmy, so it's got to be pretty damn good. I have to explain a little bit on this Bill Murray Mount Rushmore, because I didn't even mention it today. So I tweeted out this morning, in honor of Bill Murray's 70th birthday today, here's the Mount Rushmore of Bill Murray movies. And I did Stripes, Meatballs, Tootsie, and Wild Things. And the response to it, because you retweeted it, and Tommy Hutton, and Dave Hyde, and so now Rex Chapman liked it, and the moment he likes something, everybody's... So now it's like I'm just being inundated all show long with people calling me an idiot, and here's the secret. I totally goofed up this Mount Rushmore because for some reason in my head, I was conflating Bill Murray's role in Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman's. So Tootsie absolutely does not belong on this Mount Rushmore.
I didn't even know he was in Tootsie.
I know. He's in it for like 3 minutes. It was such a mistake, but whatever. It got the response, but I totally screwed it up, and I'm just letting all these responses come in. But I don't believe he belongs on – I don't believe Caddyshack belongs on the Bill Murray Mount Rushmore because I thought he was like the fifth best thing in that movie. I should have had Stripes, Meatballs, Ghostbusters, and Wild Things. I do believe he's great in Wild Things. And look, I saw, you know, Lost in Translation. Like, he's done a lot of great movies. I screwed up with Tootsie in a big way. And I am telling you, I have been inundated with tweets. And I'm just like, all right, whatever.
You should be. I don't even think I've seen Wild Things. I don't remember that one. But it not should, oh shouldn't be on any.
Oh, my God, is that movie good. That movie is so good.
The best golf movie of the planet ever made.
Caddyshack is on the Mount Rushmore of movies. I'm with you. Yes. But that movie is a Chevy Chase movie, then a Ted Knight movie, then a Rodney Dangerfield movie. Like, you know, I didn't even like Bill Murray's character in that movie, to be quite honest.
What?
Yeah, I mean.
Come on.
Oh, Mrs. Green. Mrs. Green.
It's not Mrs. Green, it's Mrs. Crane. You wore green, you were trying to hide from me.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, and Gino, Hawk hates on What About Bob. I love What About Bob.
Hate that
movie. Hawk hates on What About Bob.
Hate that movie.
Yeah, that one, even Groundhog Day. You know, it's monotonous, but
terrible.
You know, you stop and watch it every time it's holiday season, you're always watching it.
Terrible. Terrible.
Two. All right,
yeah, there you go. I gotta ask about the Hurricanes here before we run out of time because today is the beginning of Hurricane FSU week and they're coming off this real good victory over Louisville. What are we gonna say about De'Aaron King, do you think, after this season? Because he looked really good Saturday night. He looked as advertised on Saturday night.
He got better from week one to week two, and you would expect that, you know, only having four spring practices and, you know, basically learning a new language coming from Houston. I think that there's going to be some growing pains. I think that, you know, UAB is obviously you're outmatched. You know, we got the talent level. I think even Louisville was a little bit undersized defensively, and we were able to, you know, just pound the rock. But I've been impressed with what I've seen so far.
And Gino, I was going to ask about the spread, but I have to ask a precursor to this question, and it's going to sound disrespectful, Gino. You know I love you to death. Was the spread invented when you played?
I would say this, Channing. That offense is essentially the formation stuff is the same stuff we're running, whether it was like no tight end, four wide outs, having an open formation, one back in the backfield. There's just one difference. The quarterbacks now, they actually run the option, and they're a viable, you know, ball carrier option. Look at the Patriots doing with Cam Newton and that. When I was playing, or Craig Erickson or Steve Wallace under Erickson's system, we just, you know, we ran the speed option one time, I believe, against Florida State, and I got smoked in the backfield for about a loss of five. So that play was scrapped early. But the concepts of the formations and basically spreading out the defense horizontally was the same stuff we were doing, you know, then. Like last night, Jake, we're watching the NFL, and I don't get to see a lot of it, but you got Cam Newton, who's the largest human being on the football field, and you got a yard and a half, two to get. Why do you bunch up three tight ends in that formation and not spread the field and say, okay, Cam, you're bigger than everybody on the defense. All we got to do is block a few of them. You can run the last dude over and get in. Why do offensive coordinators do that inside the red zone, inside the 5-yard line? It's crazy.
Gino, if they would have spread out, if they'd have had double, they would have extended both sides, that safety would never been there to hit Cam in the knees. We talked about it earlier. If they spread that formation out, Gino, Cam would have scored.
Exactly. You know, that's what I always beg Coach Erickson to do. Let's spread the field. I can run the option. I know I'm good at running the ball. You know, I mean, I have like 32 yards career rushing at Miami.
Hey, so do you like, Gino, do you like what they're doing with De'Eric? Do you like what they're doing with Brevin, the quick stuff to Brevin, you know, the getting – Gino, I was surprised at all the running backs in routes, how they were getting the running backs out of the backfield. They were damn near running empty out of the backfield. Do you like what Lashley's doing with this offense?
I do. It looks very good, especially when you're converting and moving the ball. You know, it's one thing to go fast, but if you're going fast and not getting first downs, you're going to be quickly going to the field, back to the bench. And, you know, I don't like it then, but it looked good. You know, Jordan and Mallory, I mean, you know, two big targets. I thought we had some balls that should have been caught. You know, and then I've been impressed with the running backs. I mean, homeboys can flat out fly out of the backfield. I don't know, the kid from Berlin, he ran a go route down the left sideline. He doesn't know where he's going, but damn, he's getting there fast when he was running that go route.
I had to coach against him in high school. I know exactly what you're talking about. The dude is a monster.
Gino Toretta is with us, Heisman Trophy winner. So it's Canes FSU week, which will be Saturday. Obviously, no problem for anybody getting up for this game. College game day is going to be here. Canes are a 9 or a 9.5 point favorite. But this is still a fun week, no, Gino?
Heck yeah, there's no school. Isn't that what Randall Hill used to say? There's no school. You don't have to go to classes this week. Oh, wait. They don't even have classes, do they? With all this Zoom stuff?
I know. It's like everything is so off-kilter. But, yeah, no, Miami FSU week, really, to be quite honest, on campus, when campus was thriving and bustling and whatnot, was so special. And then if you'd actually have, you know, college game day on campus, which they're not going to be.
On campus?
Yeah, exactly.
You step foot on campus during the week. But
now you have to do it in your room.
It's going to be crazy on Saturdays, though, on Saturday, just with the, you know, no students at the game, you know, the limited capacity. You know, obviously you try to, you know, as a player, you know what the game means, but, you know, it's going to be, it's definitely going to be different. I mean, I broadcast the Florida State their first game against Georgia Tech, and it was just eerie at the game. It was like a spring game. You know what I mean? It was like a spring game and nobody even showed up to that. So I think it's going to be more difficult for players to actually get up, because a lot of times you know, especially the defensive guys, man, that adrenaline starts flowing with the fans and that sort of stuff, and you're not going to have that at any of these games this season. But it's a big deal. I mean, always. I mean, I think that you know, we look good. We look a hell of a lot better than they do. At least from their performance against Georgia Tech, and you know, we'll see if they can keep getting better. Because if you're not getting better, you're getting passed up and getting worse.
And Gino, we talked during the COVID stuff. We talked when sports was canceled, and we were talking about, like, what's football going to look like? You know, I expect more missed tackles. I expected, you know, the offensive timing to be off, maybe a more simpler approach on both sides of the ball. To be honest, Gino, I'm watching the football I've played and watched my whole life. Do you feel the same way about the restart of sports and what you're seeing on the football field?
I do, but I think you're still seeing, Channing, you're seeing enough, like, special teams mistakes. You're seeing injuries, I think, are definitely, whether it's college or pro, I think that is for sure a result of not – you can't emulate game-type, you know, speed and action in practice. It doesn't matter how hard you practice. And, you know, I think we're going to see that. I think you're going to continue to see that until, you know, they're probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 games in for both college and pros. I think you're also seeing maybe coaches – maybe not as sharp as they were a season ago when they had all that preparation time. And, you know, I think that's showing a little bit too on game days.
Gino, you're just talking about Dan Quinn. Gino, you're talking about Dan Quinn with Atlanta. We all know How the hell can you come? Can you let you lose that game, bro? Come on.
Actually, I was. It was more of at the Georgia Tech Florida State game. I mean, Florida State Blackman's a good quarterback. I mean, the kid can throw it. He can run. Great athlete. Now they put in Norvell puts in their backup quarterback to run like quarterback design running plays, and this dude's fast. He's like 4.2, 4.1 speed. It looked like. But I'm like, if that guy's on your sideline, why don't you line him up at tailback? Use him at scat back. Why would you take out Blackman? It's not like you're taking out Gino Toretta, a pocket passer, to put in this guy that's going to run a 4.1 in Wildcat. Like stuff like that, to me, it's like, you know, it's just kind of head-scratching moments. And like you said with Quinn, you see a lot of that because I don't think that they're, you know what I mean? They haven't gone through enough of these reps where, you know what? All right, this is probably a bad decision, so I'm not going to make that one.
Yeah. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. What'd you think of the new turnover chain? Entire state of Florida, baby.
I thought it was nice. I did like it. I was wondering, like, who has done all the ink on Borregales? Holy crap! Between our punter and our kicker. Homeboy's right? Got more tattoos on, you know, and all I could think about, man, when I was in college, if I had a spare $20, it wasn't going for a tattoo. It was going, you know, to go out or something. I don't know. Those things are expensive, aren't they, Hawk?
Different. You're asking me? Different.
Oh,
different
Gino,
times,
tatted up. He got thug life across his chest.
Didn't Ohio State get put on probation because Pryor was all tatted up and he was getting them free? I mean, yep. That was my first thought.
Did you have to pay for your tattoos, Crowder? Statute of limitations is over.
So, Gino, the defense of the Hurricanes on Saturday night, we just
can never
can
slip.
Can I say your comment?
All sponsored by Club Risque 75.
Yes, but don't eat the potato salad. That's the rule in Club Risque.
Oh my God! Their billboard budget was unheard of back in the day. couldn't drive anywhere in North Florida. They were all over the place. Gino Toretta. So what? Again, we're out of time. But you saw FSU that first week. I mean, they don't scare you. I mean, rivalry game. Obviously, you always get up for that. But man, they just, I don't know. They lost a game they shouldn't have lost.
I would say this. They need to be a lot more focused. They do have talent. There's no question okay. They have talent all over the field. And I think that, you know, you get it all going in the right direction. I think, yeah, they have the talent to beat any team in the country. I think that they do have that. It's just they got to get it all working together. But to Channing was going to say something about our defense. I was very impressed with our defense against Louisville. At the tackles they're making, especially secondary guys coming up holding and stuff and support. I'm like, okay, that's, you need that stuff. When guys break outside and you're like one-on-one, it seemed like our guys were ready. I did like seeing that on from the defensive side of the ball.
All right. Gino Toretta and Ed Reed look good on that sideline too, Crowder.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He looked good on that sideline. That's all I'm telling
his
you.
His little hoodie on, talking to the referees. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, I love that.
With no mask, the kids get put on probation if they don't have their mask on the sideline. They'll show Ed Reed on the sideline for like
his beard. Virus can't get through that beard. Virus can't get through the beard.
Ed Reed licked a kid's face, I think. And they didn't
he
say
He did
nothing.
Not. How dare you? Listen, when you walk on the floor of the tavern in the Grove, you build up an immunity. And there's very...
I want to know if Bill Belichick and Ed Reed cut their hoodies with the same scissors. It just seems like we could cut a, you know, they could cut a straight line on their sleeves when they're trying to show off their guns. You know
how about the way Belichick was wearing his mask last night? He was wearing it like the Lone Ranger at one point. It was over his eyes.
Hey, did you see Andy Reid ain't messing around. He's got the full PPE shield on.
He looks like a welder. I think he's going welding after the game.
It was fogging up in week one, so he had to put some anti-mask or anti-fogging spray on his goggles.
Yeah, no fog this week. He had no fog. All right. Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner. Thanks, Gino.
See you guys.
UMFSU week is always fun. We got to take a quick break. We went longer. Got to take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hockin' Crowder Show.
I got a twerk game.
What?
I don't have the biggest booty, but I can move it.
Hock and Crowder.
Dolphins play on Thursday this week, so everything is pushed forward. Usually we would have had a Brian Flores press conference during our show today, but they did it early in the morning because they got to, yeah. I mean, this is Thursday night games. That's a tough week, right? Coming off a Sunday and then going right into game prep for Thursday.
And coming off a butt whooping too? Yes.
Yeah.
Very difficult. Yeah. Very difficult for a young team. And you think about it, like all these rookies we had, Igbinogheni did not have a great game against Stephon Diggs. Now he has to go out there and go play again in 4 days. Thursday's going to be extremely tough for the Dolphins, Hawk. I'll say that. And as gamblers, Thursday's going to be very tough for the Dolphins, Hawk.
Dolphins injury report is brought to you by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. So here's who's listed on the Dolphins injury report for this week. Matt Breida is listed with an ankle. Jakeem Grant listed with a shoulder. Xavien Howard, knee. Byron Jones, groin and Achilles. He did not practice today. He's the only one that did not practice today. Shaq Lawson, hip. Emmanuel Ogba, ankle. Devontae Parker, hamstring. I mean, come on. Elandon Roberts still in the concussion, although he had a full practice today. And Kyle Van Noy listed with a hand injury. But hey, most of them had full.
That's self-esteem. Kyle Van Noy's self-esteem because he got ran over by a damn quarterback, Kyle. Come on, man.
Most of them had full practices today, but Byron Jones did not practice. And like you had said earlier in the show, the fact that he never came back in yesterday, it would be worrisome, right? I mean, that would be a real quick turnaround.
Yeah, and let's think about it. Like, you leave a game, hey, my groin's hurt. You think you can – and coach's assets, you think you can put something in? I don't know, coach. Hey, go get one more play and see how it feels. The second he grabbed his groin, they went straight to the locker room. This is a bigger picture thought I'm telling y'all. When the guy gets hurt and then 10 seconds later he's going to the locker room, that's curtains on that game and probably a couple games moving forward.
So what's your most positive takeaway from the Dolphins game yesterday?
Oh, Hawk, I'm glad you asked this because I have a long-ass list of mad. No pass rush, terrible coverage. Jones goes out in the first quarter. Igbinogheni can't do it. Needham can't do it. Diggs going 8 for 153. I have a positive box on my page I'm looking at. And, Hawk, Michael Gesicki.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, 8 for 130, one-handed catches, destroying, dominating between the hashes. What we thought he was going to do coming out of Penn State years ago, Mike Gesicki had a Sunday, Hawk.
What does that tell you, by the way, about Adam Gase? Because Adam Gase couldn't figure out a way to use Mike Gesicki, and Adam Gase couldn't figure out a way to help Ryan Tannehill, right? Because he's a quarterback whisperer, and so you would have felt like Ryan Tannehill would have been helped by Adam Gase. I mean, what have we learned about Adam Gase just based on Gesicki's play in the first two games and Tannehill's performance last year in Tennessee, and then these first two games here this season? Like he's a career wrecker.
How could he figure out how to use Gesicki when this bastard can't figure out how to use Le'Veon Bell? Bro, this dude leads the NFL in all-purpose yards, and you don't know how to get him the ball. Yes, man, like that. That was, I would say, Adam Gase, because I was high on Gesicki, and then I got low on him in that rookie year, and then I was kind of, you know, just warm, you know, lukewarm on him, like, oh, okay, well, he'll play. I don't want to, you know, pat myself on the back, but I called it. when Devontae was questionable and I saw Preston struggling in the Patriot game, I was like, late in the season last year, you saw Fitzy and Gesicki getting that little, you know, continuity between them, getting that trust. Sunday, yesterday afternoon, 11 targets for a tight end. That's unheard of, man. Tight ends don't get 11 targets.
And you said he's a receiver. You said he's a receiver.
That's what he was, Hawk. And then when he was getting, they had him, you know, next to the tackle, but he was standing up. Everybody knows he's not going to body. Mike Gesicki couldn't block my mom if she was rushing off the edge. But if he gets in that open field with that 4.4 speed and that damn 41-inch vertical, that's what they're doing. Mike Gesicki now, I'll tell you this. Mike Gesicki right now, as we say here today, Hawk, he's the number two target. He's the number two threat behind Devontae Parker on the entire Miami Dolphin roster as we sit here now.
That's a good positive that you just gave us right there.
Yeah.
That's a good positive. Mike Gesicki looks like the real deal.
Yep. And if we can get the run game going, now think about that. We get the run game going, and now Gasecki's coming up, and he's one-on-one, and they got to go single high, and he can run down those seams. Bro, Gesicki can be special. And I saw that out during the game. I didn't even notice. He was top 10 in receiving yards for a tight end last year, and they weren't even using him right. Now what I see that what Chan Gailey's doing with Gesicki, mark this, Solana. If they keep using Gesicki the way they used him yesterday, Gesicki will be a Pro Bowler.
Write it down, Solana. Write it down.
Pro Bowler, huh?
Bro. He just caught 8 passes for 130 yards. Those are wide receiver numbers, and he's a tight end. He is a glorified receiver, Hawk, but don't tell anybody I've told y'all that for years because it's going to be bad against my argument of him being this Pro Bowl tight end.
That one-handed catch, though, was something, man. That was impressive.
Yes. Bro, he's too big for DBs. He's too fast for linebackers. That's the cliche. Put a DB on him, he outsizes them. Put a linebacker on him, he out-athletic. Athleticism is above those linebackers. That's what Gesicki is. And I can see that now, and I didn't see that before.
And I'm getting made fun of for September? All right, so Gesicki, that could be a good fantasy sleeper. Listen for Fantasy Football Reports weekdays right here. It's sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Who's hot, who's not, we'll tell you. Gasecki's hot. Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is on the way. Happy for Canes fans, not so happy for Dolphins fans or Heat fans, but we will get into it all in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Football season, and y'all know I'm all about the game of football. I love it. But when it comes to my finances, I don't play around. Dade County Federal Credit Union, they've been serving South Florida since 1939. And when it comes to helping out members of the credit union gain that financial stability that we all want and need, DCFCU is the real MVP. In fact, they are a proud partner of the Miami Dolphins. And you know the Fins aren't partnering with anybody that's not the best of the best. Get the same services that the big banks offer with a credit union that has a proven track record. Think about it, since 1939, that's a proven track record of customer satisfaction. No matter your financial goals, they'll help you get there. Checkings, savings, business accounts, credit cards, auto loans, whatever you need. And I love, they have this first-time car buying program. It's called the Dade Auto Desk. They help first-time car buyers or anybody find their dream car with no dealer fees. How can you beat that? If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Miami-Dade County, you are eligible to become a member. You gotta go to fincu.com, F-I-N-S-C-U.com, to learn more. Dade County Federal Credit Union, they're better than a bank. They're your credit union. Visit fincu.com right now.
All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour, coming next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.